Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, y'all, I don't know how to feel about this. Just heard it in Lee's news. Teacher at Tanglewood Middle School charged after bringing a gun to school. There's not a lot of details on it yet in terms of, like, how did they even find out the gun was in his bag. Greenville County School District said a teacher's been charged with bringing a gun to school on Tuesday. According to district officials, Shavar Stevenson, he's a seventh grade teacher, was arrested for having a gun in his bag while on school property at Tanglewood Middle School. The district said Stevenson is no longer employed with the Greenville County Schools. And of course, Tanglewood is the place where one 12-year-old decided to bring a gun to school to literally execute another 12-year-old in the hall. Just walked by him, put the gun to his head, bam. Kept walking. Knowing, of course, he was in a gun-free zone. And the story of that was so shocking because not just only did he did that at his young age of 12, but you remember the kid was able to walk around Tanglewood with the gun tucked in his, like, you know, his waist, showing it off, menacing other people with it. He would ask them if they, you know, were friends with the kid he was getting ready to kill. And if they said they were, he'd flash the gun at them in class. In class. Now, I don't know if this is one of these things where you accidentally bring the gun, you meant to take it out of your bag and you didn't. I don't know what's going on with this, right? I might not like what's going on with this. But again, folks, it's been several years now since I fought really hard and lost to get concealed carry for teachers passed here in South Carolina. The latest state to pass that, Tennessee. This is from Ed Week. Tennessee has joined more than 2/3 of states in allowing teachers to carry guns in public school. Bill that Governor Lee signed on Friday, April 26, makes Tennessee the 34th state to allow teachers to carry guns with administrator approval and training. We had a really good bill here. You'd have to go through the same training police do. They had put aside some money for it. They couldn't get it passed because we had liberal Republicans blocking it. Again, 2/3 of states. Tennessee joins 2/3 of states in allowing teachers to carry guns in public schools. Look, you know what I don't want to hear from Tanglewood, because this is going to be so unfair? I don't want to hear that this teacher brought this gun school to gun every day, this gun to school every day because he's afraid. Because he should be. He should be, given what happened there. Given the gangland shooting, and because there were gang official affiliations involved here, And given the fact that this kid had absolutely no fear of bringing the gun to school, he was flashing around. He even wrote before he did it that he intended to kill another kid and he was going to get out. He was going to get away with it because of his young age. He had no fear. And it's a miracle the bullet didn't go astray or he didn't fire too many. I mean, he did this in a crowded hallway. Can you imagine this 12-year-old? Look, I don't have the detail. I don't have all the details here. I only know the school system's, you know, very, very terse statement they've put out. And I don't know, you know, what the purpose is that the teacher had this gun for. But it is patently ridiculous that our teachers cannot carry. As I look at the Second Amendment, it does not say, hey, you have to get permission from the state legislature. It doesn't. It's very clear. There's none of that silly stuff. So yes, teachers shouldn't just be able to randomly bring a gun to school. They should obviously have some training and there should be some protocols for it. I don't know if I want them flashing it around, during biology lab or anything, but yeah. So it just shows you one of the many ways, if South Carolina were actually had a conservative legislature, which we do not, we have the most liberal legislature in the country for a Republican-controlled legislature. Things might be different. Texture rates. Tara, you are definitely onto something. I am convinced Nancy Pelosi colluded with Anthony Fauci to let the novel coronavirus to spread COVID-19 in the U.S. to damage President Donald Trump's administration. Now, remember right before, okay, Trump had China on its knees. And do you remember they had the trade treaty, the tariff treaty? In the treaty, China had inserted a clause, which we had not taken out because we didn't know what they were about to do, that said if there was any kind of national emergency, including pandemic, that would hit the mainland of China, that the trade deal that Trump had cut with China, that he had forced them to sign, would be null and void. And guess what? Just like that. Worked out great for America's enemies. That is the Democrat Party in China. Texter writes, hey, Tara, teachers should absolutely be able to carry on their body, but leaving a gun in a bag is irresponsible. Could find it, shoot himself or others. Yeah, and like I said, I need more details on this. Texter writes, Tara, they also tried to force the military to take the jab. Finally, Congress passed a law that said they could not force it on the military. My kids have many friends that are vaccine injured due to that. Oh, that reminds me. AstraZeneca, y'all. Headline, Reuters. AstraZeneca says it will withdraw COVID-19 vaccine globally as demand dips. Huh, as demand dips. That's weird. Why did demand dip? Why would you withdraw it if demand dipped? Maybe you could still sell some. Why would they do? Oh. According to news reports, the Anglo-Swedish drug maker had previously admitted in court documents that the vaccine causes side effects such as blood clots and low platelet counts. The firm's application to withdraw the vaccine was made on March 5th, came into effect on May 7th, according to the Telegraph. Now, this is one of those, not here, but in Europe, that everybody was, you know, assured it was totally, completely safe, even though it hadn't been tested in humans, but they just knew. And if you question it, well, you got censored. You were probably too stupid. Turns out it wasn't safe. Same technology used here. Same technology. So just wondering when ours will be pulled, our mRNA shots and our non-mRNA COVID vaccines will be pulled for being too dangerous to take because they use the same technology. Or are we just going to pretend that none of this is happening? Probably do that because that's what we usually do. All right, we'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.